Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the Iraqi army, backed by volunteer forces, has totally liberated the city of Tikrit from the ISIL Takfiri terrorists. The Iraqi forces managed to push out the ISIL from Tikrit after weeks of operations. The Iraqi troops' advance was slowed by numerous booby traps and other explosive devices planted by the terrorists. The Iraqi army says its troops and popular forces inflicted heavy casualties on the ISIL. The terrorist group captured Tikrit in June. What are the reactions coming from Iraqis as a whole on this news, on this great victory as it's being seen by many?
Yes, Camille. First of all, let me tell you that the Iraqi forces are now surrounding around 60 ISIL militants inside the Qadisiyya neighborhood, and they are trying to negotiate with them. The militants are negotiating with the Iraqi forces that they want to surrender to the Iraqi forces. Already four militants surrendered to the Hezbollah brigade in the Qadisiyya area, and they are still waiting for information about those the other militants that are still surrounded in the Qadisiyya area. Now, of course, those militants are mainly suicide bombers and snipers, as we said before, that the rest of the militants that are still in secret or still in secret trying to resist were mainly suicide bombers and snipers only. As for the reaction that was seen from the people, political commentators, politicians, everyone, and people, ordinary people, they are all happy and consider this as a great victory. I don't know if you still remember the Jabhat victory that the Iraqi forces have achieved along with the volunteer forces and the Iraqi factions. This was a great victory in Anbar province when this area was liberated, and it led to the liberation of other areas. Today, the liberation is much more important. People are really impressed with the work of the Iraqi forces and volunteer forces. People on the street, some people were distributing the food in the street. They were very happy. I guess the street is their hometown. Like, I've seen people that they are from the south of Iraq. They were distributing food in the street, and they are from the street, and as if their homes were liberated, and they're going back to their homes.
Okay, Roshan, I'm going to stop you there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That's Press TV's Roshan Zaghlam reporting from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Roshan, thanks very much indeed.